Ever wonder why you don't hear more podcasts by lawyers? Me too. Hi, I'm Jonathan Amarillo of the Chicago Bar Association's Young Lawyer section. Our new At the Bar podcast features refreshing and candid conversations with some of the legal community's most influential voices. We bring you lively and unscripted chats about legal news and a wide range of trending issues, from gun violence to divorce and addiction. Listen to At the Bar by downloading the Legal Talk Network app, or by finding us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever the finest podcasts are given away for free.
Dan Bernstein here from my friends at Aloha Restoration. Record rains and storms to start spring here, and every other person I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. Some service companies just tear out the damage, and you have to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration will take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. Speaking from personal experience, Aloha was with me from start to finish, restored my water damage, made my home look as good as new. Aloha is the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Think you missed your chance for a vegetable garden this year? The Home Depot has big news. Big one-gallon veggies and herbs. Right now, they're at a special buy. Three for just $10. They establish quickly for a faster harvest, and you can't pick better plants for proven success. So get these in the ground now while there's still time. You don't want to be late for dinner. Today is the day for doing, with one-gallon veggies and herbs. Three for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Good instincts with the puck. He finds the open man, can move it quick, move it up to the forwards. But the biggest thing is just his ability to play a sound defensive game. And I think that's important. That's one aspect, you know, that we weren't strong in last year.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Stan Bowman is the architect of a champion, and the Blackhawks general manager joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Stan. How are you?
Morning, Stan.
Morning. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. And we just heard a cut coming in there on Ali Mata, the newest defenseman. Tell us about that deal. That was a name that we hadn't seen a lot of, and you make a move, and how much does this upgrade you?
Well, it was something we talked about, you know, since the ending of the season. We've been doing our work preparing for not only the draft, but preparing for bringing some new players into our team, and we've had a lot of discussions around improving our defensive area. And I think looking back at last season, obviously it's no secret that we struggled on the penalty kill and we struggled on the goals against. And in order to address that, you know, there's a couple ways to do it. Certainly we're going to make some tactical adjustments. Jeremy has some new coaches on his staff, so I think that's going to improve the players that we have here. But you know, also we're trying to bring some other players in that can help in those areas. And I think Mata fits in that group. He's a big guy, 6'2", 6'3". So he gives us a good size on the back end. I said yesterday when we talked about him, he's not like a super aggressive player, but he is a big guy. He uses his size well. His defensive skills are very good, and he's had a long experience in the NHL on the penalty kill, and he's a solid defensive player. He didn't really have an offensive role on their team, but he does have the ability to move the puck, transition it to the forwards, and so it's not like he's not skilled, but his primary skill is taking care of the defensive end, and that's something that we think we can get better at, and he's going to help us do that.
Dominic Cahoon, who had a really good chemistry with Jonathan Toews at times, a guy who I think emerged last season, but you have to give up something to get something. When you talk about Olimata and what he gives you. He's 6'2", 205 pounds, sturdy. He is, you know, you look at your defensemen now. You've got Keith, Seabrook, Gustafson, you know, Yoki Haru, and now Mata. Are you done? Are you going to be more aggressive in trying to supplement, you know, kind of bolster the blue line, or is this just one of many?
Well, it's hard to predict if you're going to make any other moves. We're going to have a lot more conversations coming up. You know, there's also the free agency period. So, you know, we're not done having discussions and talking about ways to improve our team. It's hard to assess right now if we're going to execute any moves or sign any players. You know, when you get to free agency, it's usually a longer term commitment and bigger dollars. So, you know, depending on the person, the right person, we can make that work. But there's a lot of factors that go into it. So we're certainly not done exploring where we're going to go. But it's hard to predict, you know, what the team's going to look like come training camp.
Stan, I laughed when I read that that Jeremy Colliton was 11 when Mark Crawford was winning a Stanley Cup. I mean, you brought in a 58-year-old, very experienced coach. What do you expect from him, and how will he help Jeremy?
Yeah, well, he's a big addition. If you look at our coaching staff, we've got a lot of really bright young coaches. They're going to bring a lot of energy, enthusiasm, a lot of new ideas to the table. But the one thing we didn't have before we added Mark Crawford was a lot of experience. And I think you need to have the blend of both of them if you want to have a successful coaching staff. So Jeremy and I spoke, you know, as soon as the season ended, and that was the first thing he mentioned is to make changes to the staff. I really want to find somebody who's got some a lot of experience to I can lean on and, you know, kind of pick their brain. And, you know, it was fortunate for us. I guess I'm fortunate for Mark. Even he did not get the job in Ottawa. He hired, interviewed to be their head coach. And then once he became available, you know, we contacted him right away, and he was very excited to be part of it. And, you know, in a lot of ways, he's lived the life that Jeremy's about to live. He was a young coach, came in around the same age as Jeremy, had a ton of success. He's also got a, you know, a wide experience level. He's been an assistant coach in the NHL. He's a head coach in Switzerland. So he's got a lot of different things that he can draw upon. Really energetic guy. I think he's got, he brings a lot to the group, not only with his knowledge, but his personality. He's a good person to be around. He makes it interesting and fun, and I think it's going to set up very well for our staff next season.
Stan, Friday is the NHL draft. You guys have the third overall pick. You kind of fell into that one. It was really good fortune on the Blackhawks' part. Bowen Byram's the name you hear. Alex Turcotte's the name you hear. Dylan Cousins. I know you're not going to tell us who you're picking, but what is the thought process, and how quickly can a guy who is picked third overall in the NHL draft, you know, make the ascension to the to an NHL roster?
Well, you know, last year was probably an anomaly, but the top four picks played in the NHL last season. I think usually it's only one or two guys. So it's possible, you know, just look at last year as an example of that, that, you know, there's a possibility one of these guys could jump right into the lineup. And if that happens, it would be great. That's not a criteria for us in selecting the player. So we'll see where that goes. I mean, if the player comes in, has a great training camp, and deserves to be on the team, he will be. But we're looking for this draft pick to be, you know, a central player in our team for, you know, 10 to 15 years. So it's not something that has to be next year. And you're right, some of the names you mentioned there are very impressive. I think the one thing I've discovered, and you know, I'm pretty close to this process, you know, ever since we won the lottery and moved up to three, I've spent so much of my time getting to know these guys, watching them, watching video of them, interviewing them, and they're all great players. Like, these guys are all going to be really good players. So we're just choosing between good players. Like, it's not like there's one guy who will make it, and the rest are probably going to be minor league players. I mean, these are all going to be excellent. NHL players. So now it just comes into which one we feel is the right fit for us. So it's been a fun process. I've enjoyed it. And I think the good news for all the fans is that we're going to get a really, really good player this year.
You know, in early June, I think Mark Kelly said that you had narrowed the list to six prospects. Is it chiseled down from there? Do you have a general sense? And just curious, Dan, would you prefer a draft where it's almost like slotted and you know who goes third, as opposed to having, you know, you're spoiled for choice. You got a lot of different options. Would you prefer the options?
I've enjoyed the process and having the options. And yeah, I think we're pretty close. We know what we're going to do with the draft here. I mean, I think we've narrowed it down from that to six players, and it's a few days before the draft. And I think when we get to Friday, we're not going to be cramming the night before trying to get more information. We've got so much information right now, and I think it's just kind of settling in, and it's going to be a pretty easy decision, I think.
Stan, on January 3rd, the St. Louis Blues woke up in last place, and you were one of the teams in front of them, and we all saw what happened last week. They got hot at the right time. They elevated a goaltender. You know, you lived through that with Antti Niemi, and you saw what a young rookie goaltender can do for a team when he gets hot in the postseason. Is there any takeaway from the Blues winning the Stanley Cup championship? Was it hard to watch?
No, it wasn't hard to watch in the sense that, you like to see teams, compete the way that they did and really, not give up. I think that's the thing. You mentioned where they were. And, I guess if there's a couple things that shows. Number one, most years when you say they're last overall, like they're way behind everybody else. The standings now, the team that was in last, we weren't too much ahead of them. And at the same time, up until the last week of the season, we were still in the race to get in the playoffs. So I think it just shows that everything is a lot closer now than it used to be. And long ago you'd have teams that were, well behind the pack at the midpoint of the season. And that wasn't really the case. It was a little bit more compacted. So they went on a great run. And they earned it. They deserve to be the champions. And they had some resiliency, which you need to have. They won a ton of road games in the playoffs. So you got to give credit to that for the way that they did it. But looking at, I guess you could call it inspirational, knowing that you're never out of it. And you just got to get in the playoffs. And I think that's the thing that we've seen that the last couple seasons, the team, maybe he doesn't win the President's Trophy or isn't necessarily the division winner, but you get in and you get your group going, and you can do some special things.
How close do you feel, Stan? I mean, obviously getting lucky and getting a high draft pick is huge, and that carries down. You should get a good player the second round. I know you don't have a third. You got two fourth rounders. How close is this team? Do you feel like you're playoff bound? Do you feel like there's a lot of work to be done before you can say that? And where are you at right now?
Well, last season, the last 50 games or so, we were playing at a much better level. It was about 100-point pace. That's more than half the season where we played well. We didn't have a good beginning stretch, and I think with everything I said earlier, even with a penalty kill that was last and our goals against was low, we still went on a nice run in the second half. So I think we're not really far away. We need to make some improvements in a couple areas. We're an offensive team. I don't expect that to change. It's not like we're going to suddenly become only a defensive team. I think we want to be able to do what we're good at, which is transition the puck, score goals, and then we've got to shore up a couple areas. And then if we do that, I think we have to start the season on much better footing. It was an adjustment period with Jeremy coming in, and as much as we wish we could have accelerated that, it's just hard to do that I think we have the benefit of a full training camp now, and not only that, but you know the coaching staff is game planning as we speak on ways we can be better next year. So I think we're just gonna be better next year, not waiting till game 35 to kind of get our stuff together. And then on top of all that, we're gonna have some new players in the mix, which are gonna hopefully help shore up the areas we weren't strong enough in. So it's a long answer to say that we're not as far as maybe it appears. I think we're expecting improvement next year, and you know, I think there's certainly reason for optimism. And when you look at it from that perspective, I think we can be the team that we want to be.
Quickly before we let you go, Stan, will it be odd seeing Joel Quenneville behind the glass with the Panthers? And were you happy for Joel?
Very happy for Joel. I mean, he's a legendary coach. Those are things you'll never forget, winning Stanley Cups together, and we don't win the Cup without Joel. So those things bond you forever, and you know, it's nice to see him back in the game. I think it's good for hockey to have him. I'm sure he'll do a really good job there, and he and Dale are back together. So it's nice to see that. Nice to see that happen.
Stan, thanks a ton. Have a great night Friday. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Stan.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yep, appreciate you getting up.
Dan Bowman, always a joy.
Out in Vancouver.
It's early morning there.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day in Vancouver.
And he said, don't count the Hawks out. The question you asked him, they're not as far away as a lot of people maybe finish the season believing. They feel like they're within striking distance.
All right, we're going to bring in Dan and Connor next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Hey, Connor McKnight with the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Transition with Mully and Haw is at 9. Plus, we'll get into the Cubs testing their mettle against the Dodgers, and the White Sox fought the Yankees all weekend long. Joe Sheehan's going to talk baseball, so will Ben Lindbergh. He's got a new book reshaping the MLB. That's all coming up after 9 on Bernstein McKnight, 670 The Score.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes. Warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank. Where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Hi, I'm Misty May Trainer. As a 3-time gold medalist beach volleyball world champion, I had access to the world's best trainers and doctors. But now I'm retired, a busy mom of 3, coach volleyball, and I want my legs to look as good as possible. So when I noticed the veins on my legs, I wanted the same world-class treatment I was used to.
So Misty May joined the over 1 million women and men who went to Vein Clinics of America. For over 35 years, the doctors at Vein Clinics of America have been the leading experts in the non-invasive treatment of vein disease. If you're experiencing tired, painful, tender legs, or have lost your confidence due to those embarrassing varicose and spider veins, you can get world-class treatment for your legs in Dallas-Fort Worth.
My experience with Vein Clinics of America was amazing. I got my legs back, and I'm ready to hit the beach again feeling confident.
Call Vein Clinics of America now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Most treatments are covered by insurance. Call 800-307-4200. 800-307-4200. That's 800-307-4200.
O'Reilly. Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The following message is a paid ad of the Chicago Bar Association, not intended as legal advice.
Immigration enforcement is disrupting the lives of U.S. families. In this political climate, it is essential that non-citizens know their rights. I'm Lindsay Wunroe, chair of the Chicago Bar Association's Immigration Law Committee. Non-citizens have the right to remain silent and the right to request to see an immigration judge. Seek advice from a licensed attorney or accredited representative. While notaries may offer legal advice at a reduced cost, they are not licensed to practice immigration law and often cause irreparable harm.
Think you missed your chance for a vegetable garden this year? The Home Depot has big news. Big one-gallon veggies and herbs. Right now, they're at a special buy. 3 for just $10. They establish quickly for a faster harvest, and you can't pick better plants for proven success. So get these in the ground now while there's still time. You don't want to be late for dinner. Today is the day for doing, with 1 gallon veggies and herbs, free for just $10, only at the Home